Tyler's still working his way back to get to the
facility? Yeah, not here, not here today. But you know, we'll reevaluate that as we go, and again, you know, we'll decide based on his behavior. You know, getting him back with the team and getting him possibly back in the role.
What can he do when he's away from the team to exhibit behavior to get back with the team?
Well, it's more when he gets back with the team. If he gets back with the team, but it's more when he gets back with the team and the behavior that he does then.
Has he played his last game?
I mean, I think it's way too soon to tell and stuff like that. But you know, it's definitely going to be in his court when it comes to his actions and where it is.
Could he work his way back this year at the season, or would he have to carry into the off season?
Potentially, you know. I mean, this was a decision who the best 46 were on Sunday, and you know, that'll continue to be evaluated. You know, there have been times that he has been very productive in our offense. He's been an asset for our offense, asset for our team, and that's where he needs to get back to.
Just one of the thing with the other six who are inactive on Sunday aren't, you know, away from the team, you know, during the practice. But this is completely different.
Yeah,
that's what I'm wondering. How does he? What goes into him coming back to find out if he's, you know, his behavior is right?
He needed the team, and he both needed a little time away. And that's not the same with the other inactive guys. But again, it's not going to be based on what he does away from here. It's what he does when he's here with the team.
Do you or members of the front office have contact with him when he's away? Or?
Yes.
What does he have to do to come back? Is it something he has to say? Something he has to?
Oh no, I don't want to go into all that. But when his actions are productive to the team, then he has a chance to be back.
Jim, the Sue thing, not getting suspended, may get fined, but then last night comes out that another ticket or not a ticket, reckless driving. At what point do you get concerned about the disruption level of him on the field but also off the field?
The number one concern is what's here in the facility. And, again, and then on the field on Sundays, we have traffic citations for, you know, a lot of different players. And, those generally don't come across my desk and don't really get on our radar when it comes to stuff like that, as long as people are taking care of what they're supposed to be taking care of and stuff like that. Now, as far as his actions on the field, I don't think it was any big news that he wasn't going to be suspended. I thought that his play was within the natural course of the game. You know, it's when you're a quarterback, when you're a defensive lineman. I mean, you know, we got in practice and training camp all the time, and we're on the same team, and we're trying our very best to avoid contact with the quarterback and stuff like that. And there are times that we have same issues with that. No matter what you do, you can't avoid all contact. So, league saw it the same way, and, you know, I think that's rightfully so. I thought that Ndamukong has done a really good job this year of avoiding penalties. He's been penalized one time all year, and that was a 5-yard offsides penalty. From where he was the two previous years, he's obviously worked very hard to put those kind of things in his past, and, I think that we've been pleased with that.
To a lot of people, myself included, there did appear to be a second kick sort of at the end where he struck him. Did you see that?
I didn't see it on the field, and I didn't see it on the replay. I mean, what I saw was his head was down and away from that play. And, you know, you would, in my mind, you would have to have eyes in the back of your head to be able to do it. But that game's over with, and move on.
Sue obviously has become a controversial character. Do you think, to a certain degree, because you say he's playing better than maybe other people realize, you think people are looking for things to a certain degree because he has become such a flashpoint?
Yeah, I think that anytime you're a high-profile player, and I think he fits that bill, obviously, as a high-profile player, there's going to be cameras on you every single play. And, you know, if that had been, you know, probably a lot of other guys on the field, you know, nobody even would have even spoken twice about something like that. But that's just something that he now is going to have to deal with and live with probably his whole career. You know, he is a high-profile player. He is a person that, you know, the people are interested in. When they have a game particularly of that magnitude, there's going to be a lot of scrutiny, and everything he does is going to be a matter of attention.
Doesn't the point that Roderick Bunkley, you know, kicks a player in the head this week and barely gets any attention kind of validate that point?
Yeah, I guess it would be that, because I didn't even know that happened.
Is he – you will have to deal with it. Is he dealing with it adequately in your mind? Do you like what you're getting from him on the field?
He's had – like I said, from that standpoint, he's had one penalty all year. And I think he has been very productive for us this year. Again, it hasn't been necessarily – shown in the stat sheet all the time, but you know, just getting ready to play the Colts, and we're sitting there watching Dwight Freeney and watch him just affect the game on just about every play, and you know, really raising hell as a pass rusher, and you know, he sacked Cutler on the very first play of the season and everything else. Got two sacks on the season. You know, I mean, what do you judge on? Do you judge on what he's doing on tape? Because based on tape, we're going to have our hands full with Dwight Freeney. Based on the stat sheet, you know, you wouldn't even pay a second thought to 93, but we certainly are.
Jim, you talked about the week before with the situation with Sean and Scott on the sideline, and you talked about the need for coaches to be more in control of their emotions. You'd admitted as much that you got their emotions at the best of you, and that's why you threw the flag, and you saw Gunther punting his clipboard quite a bit and got put on TV. Are you guys doing a better job, or was that a step back of controlling your emotions on the coach?
Well, I think I was speaking more to arguments on the sideline and stuff like that. You know, obviously, you don't want to make bad decisions on the sideline. And I think, particularly from my standpoint, that's where that ended up. You know, and as far as Gunther, he was upset just like me in fact that that the play was never whistled. And it was obvious that he was down. I wish I had a clipboard to throw or to kick, because maybe it would have been a 15-yard penalty. I mean, that's the first time I've ever gotten a penalty in in any game, as a coach, and certainly be my last. But I wish, like I said, I wish I had taken a shoe off and thrown it. Like that guy did to President Bush that one time, or if I had a hat, if I wore a hat, I could have thrown that. A lot of coaches, I mean, or thrown the headset down. I mean, I've smashed headsets before, you know, that would have been a much better solution there. But again, it was overreacting and being frustrated at the call on the field. And, like I said, I didn't need to make a quick decision there. You know, but I threw the flag before the guy was even in the end zone.